coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale, but a 10.0 on the laughter scale. Here's Cliff and Kendall.
And I was like,
what?
Why do you have to let it linger?
Oh, Cliff, we're talking Dinosaur Wars.
Do you have to? Yes, we are.
I've had that song stuck in my head for weeks now.
That song?
Yes.
Linger?
It's been lingering, yes.
Ew, what a lingerer.
Oh, but Cliff, that's neither here nor there. We're in Monaco.
We are. Kendall, why don't you just let our listeners know what that means to you and to them?
What does Monaco mean to me?
Sorry. I had some of that big, like, Monaco barbecued spare grapes.
Yeah, I know. I smell it.
They're coming back up, but I think that's just a part of being 35.
Everything comes back up.
Yeah.
You smell it, you taste it, you feel it.
You smelt it, you dealt it.
You feel it in your gut. Here in Monaco. It's a sovereign city-state. I'm kidding. That's just what the writers sent me about Monaco. I thought I might need it.
Webster's defines Monaco.
You know, you never know. No, it's a lovely place, Cliff. It's bordering the Mediterranean Sea. The second smallest and most densely populated country in the world. And got a lot of rugby here. Love it. A
lot of rugby. The second smallest, we barely fit inside of it.
I know. This booth takes up more space than the country. And we're right here in the middle of this cactus garden called the Jardin Exotique.
I think it's just exotic garden.
Yeah, it's exotic garden from where we come from. That's what we call it. But, you know, we wondered why, you know, Charles was like, oh, this is garden. We got to go do the show at the garden.
He was so excited. Nowhere else did he, like, care. We were like, Charles, move us next to the Eiffel Tower. He's like, whoa, well, all right, whatever.
Okay, what, Eiffel what? I don't know. Yeah, but he was so excited about this, and we're like, why is he excited about this garden?
Why was it?
Turns out he thought, why was it?
Yeah.
It turns out he thought it was a strip club or something. He was like, oh, exotic dancers.
Oh, he thought they were exotic dancers.
He was very sad to find just a big old prick from a cactus.
It is mostly cactus.
It's very, everything hurts. Don't move too quick.
I have not yet been pricked. Have you?
Oh, yeah. I've been pricked 3 times. And every time I turn around, Mr. Nobottom yelling.
He's
like, turned around and bent over and right into a cactus. And then it's a big bowel attack.
It was
back and forth.
Well, you saw right when we got here this morning, he like spilled his little coin pouch.
Uh-huh.
And he bent over, pick them all up.
Special coins. Got to pick them up. Yeah.
Right in the butt.
Right in the butt.
Right in the butt.
Hate it when you bend over to get your coins, you get it right in the butt.
He would bend down, pick up a coin, get pricked. Whoa, stand up.
But he really showed that cactus when that bowel attack went all over it.
I think it's going to think twice before it messes with him again.
Because those cactus have been around here for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the dinosaur.
Oh, that's right. This is a show about dinosaurs.
Yeah, I've been trying to say it for 4 hours.
Oh, right.
You know, like my favorite movie.
Bows, how dare you spit my bows on the air.
I've been plucking out cactus spikes all morning.
Oh, dear, don't talk about the places that I'm filled with spikes.
Oh, dear, I would never talk of such things on the air.
It's all over my buttock.
No, dear, don't say it.
Oh, excuse me. I thought I was speaking away from the microphone.
Right here in front of your face.
We're talking about dinosaurs, Mr. Snowball. Isn't that fun?
Do you guys have dinosaur memories?
No, dear, we're not that old.
Bah, how dare you insult Mrs. Butter, sir.
Oh, dear, he was insulting both of us.
I was not.
Zing. All these cactuses really got me a little spiky today. Oh, but it is a beautiful place, isn't it? I mean, even in the dry climate of this cactus
cactus-filled garden is still a beautiful, beautiful garden.
Oh, it's absolutely lovely to hear. You know, I've had Crockpot wrap Funky and Opie in 3 or 4 layers of clothing to avoid pricks from the cacti.
Oh, that was a wonderful idea. But look, I've got a wonderful recipe, dear. Look at this. I'm going to make some cactus tea.
Oh, dear. I hope it's legal.
Of course it's legal. Look, we're in the garden, dear. Let's go cut some.
Oh, yes, dear. Oh, Crockpot? Yes? Goodbye. Cactus knife.
All right. Well, Kendall, tell me about dinosaurs before I lose my mind.
Well, Cliff, too late. Jurassic Park, you know, is one of my favorite movies.
It's
you know.
Frightening in the dark.
And my favorite.
All the dinosaurs are running wild.
Oh, this show has been 65 million years in the making.
Yeah.
My favorite part was the dino, little DNA guy from the cartoon. He's like, dinosaur. Anyway, I've just been wanting to say that and work that into the show.
I was wondering why you kept saying that.
I know. That's why I wanted you to know, so it wasn't so weird when I keep saying it.
Thank you for explaining.
You are so welcome, Cliff. Do you love dinosaurs?
Has there ever been a quicker answer to prayer, listeners?
No.
Do you love dinosaurs? Have you always loved dinosaurs, Cliff?
Yes.
Have they always fascinated you like they have me?
They have just fascinated me so. Kendall, what really fascinates me about the dinosaurs is that some of the biggest plant eaters had to eat as much as a ton of food a day, and I'm thinking, me too.
Oh my God, are we dinosaurs?
This is similar to eating a bus-sized pile of vegetation every day. And if you take out the word vegetation, if you substitute like donuts,
that's
bus-sized pile of donuts.
I was like,
day.
When you say vegetation, it makes me think of vegetables.
Right.
But if you said a bus size of like pie, I'd be like, got it, got it, got it, got it.
I feel so in tune with the dinos.
I do too. But Cliff, they really like dinosaurs. Were here. They probably sounded like that. They were here for like 165 million crazy years. We've been here for two.
And hasn't it been a little long?
I mean, it has been.
Aren't we getting ready to wrap this up?
I'm sure them dinosaurs are like, thank God this meteor's coming. Jesus, we've been here forever.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Now, Kendall, get this. Dinosaurs, they often swallowed large rocks. And these rocks stayed in the stomach and helped them grind up food.
You know who else does that?
What?
Birds.
Really?
Yeah, see? Another connection that dinosaurs really evolved to birds.
Now, at first glance, I thought, wait, here's something else I have in common with dinosaurs. But then I saw that it said rocks.
You're like, oh, I thought he was talking about donuts again.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, I just got it. All right, Cliff.
It's fine. Kendall, dinosaurs that lived near water often left the best fossils.
Cliff, look, I have 6,000 pages of dinosaur topics.
You better get started.
None of them make me want to talk about dinosaurs. Because really, I'm just so excited to... What am I excited to?
To be in Monaco?
Yes, it's so much fun. No, I'm so excited to play What Is It With Kendall?
Oh, all right.
And I just can't...
It's fine with me.
Because we haven't played it in a while, and you know how much I love it.
It's fine with me.
Because we haven't played it in a while, and you know how much I love it. What is it with
Kendall? What is it with that guy? He's such a fat guy.
All right.
What is it he's up eating?
It's 10 hints in search of a clue. No, 10 clues in search of a thing. First place thing.
What is it? What is it with Kendall?
All right, Cliff,
no,
here we
this
go.
Is not Michael Bublé live in Monaco.
No, you'll be sadly disappointed.
This is just Cliff and Kendall inside our glass booth at the exotic garden.
All right, Cliff, it's time to play. What is it?
All right, we know.
First one. Here we go.
All right.
Well, you were singing. It roamed the earth about 150 million years ago. And don't say dinosaurs.
T-Rex.
No. It had a single large claw on each forelimb and claws on the first three toes of the hind limb.
Velociraptor.
That's a good name, dinosaur.
Yeah, what else was it?
Oh, God. Let me just jump down to the... It was a grazing animal, and its long tail, bless you, served as a counterweight to its long neck. Bless you.
Am I allergic to cactus?
Must be. Oh, God. We have an anaphylactic shock.
Going into acidophylactic shock in here. Brachiosaurus.
Brontosaurus. All right. I'll give it to you.
Right.
That honestly, that was just one of the what is it with Kindles the writer sent me before we even knew we were doing a show.
Amen. About the Lord is at work.
Amen.
God.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. In 2006, it was recognized by the international design community as a UNESCO City of Design.
Milwaukee.
No. No. It was incorporated.
Bushelltown.
No. It was incorporated as a city in 1832.
Smackover.
No. No. Its largest green space was designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, who also designed New York Central Park.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
No. I know this one's going to really set it off. You're going to know it after this one.
Let's hope.
It is home to one of the original six NHL teams.
Ontario. Toronto.
No.
Montreal.
Yes, Cliff. Maple Pines.
You better be glad I had so much of that Thanksgiving Day sherry, or else I'd be so mad at these. What is it with Kindles?
Oh, why would you be so mad?
I'm supposed to get them in one.
I know.
The last time
That's
we did
I had
this,
to ratchet it up a little
I had
bit.
The perfect round. Yeah. I got every single one.
And you know how boring that was to listen to?
Do you know how exciting? Do you know how exciting it would be if they ever had seen Jack Nicklaus shoot an 18 hole round and I have a score of 18?
Jack Nicklaus?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Jack Nicklaus.
I know what the hell I'm talking about. I don't know what you're doing over there.
I don't know golf.
Yeah, you'll know golf when I shove this golf club.
Oh shit, where'd you get that golf club? Cliff, he was born in Holland on July 15th, 1606.
Oh, my papa, to me he was so wonderful. Hans Christian Andersen.
No.
No.
He is generally considered to be one of the greatest painters in European art history.
Mozart.
Painters?
You don't know what he did to the underside of his piano?
Oh, yeah, you don't. His surname was Hemmenzoom van Rijn.
Of course,
he signed his earlier paintings with the initials RHL.
Rembrandt.
Yes!
Yeah.
Did you know RHL? You just guess.
That's the one of the names. When it rung a bell from an art history class 40
The next
years
hint is a toothpaste. His name
a toothpaste.
All right, Cliff, is that enough? Have you had enough?
I've had so much more than enough, Kendall. I'm about to choke on what is it with Kendalls.
All those golf clubs. All right, well, that's what it is with Kendall.
What is it?
That'll teach you.
Now, Kendall, did you go to the Grand Prix with Mrs. Butter 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 Churn and Mr. Snodbottom last night?
Yes, it was a blast.
Why didn't you tell me that you were going?
Well, Cliff,
I was sitting back at the motel.
Yeah, but you seemed like you had a lot going on and...
I had a lot going on.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to disturb you.
I just kept texting you, I have nothing to do, what's happening tonight, where are we going?
I'm sorry, my phone died.
Your phone died.
I got a new phone. All the contacts were new, and I didn't know who it was.
Right.
Mrs. Potter Butter Vision, she's like, let's go get Cliff a present. And that's why we went out initially, and then we thought we'd go to the Grand Prix. But then we got so excited about the Grand Prix, we forgot to get your present. So, but we're going to get you one.
Right.
Let's take a break. Got to take a break.
Speaking of things I'll never forgive you for.
We'll be right back after this.
Hey, don't shit yourself. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
What? Keeping the coffee in the icebox?
Yes, Mr. Jones, it's a new kind of coffee. Roasted by a new secret process. Hence, this new nonsuch coffee has a different flavor. A flavor preserved by vacuum packing. The flavor retained by refrigeration after the jar has been opened. Just taste it. You can't miss that delicate aroma, that clean, mellow taste. Yes, in cooking, the way to a man's heart is most of all through the coffee pot.
You're listening to the fattest hosts around. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
We've been here. Cliff, yeah. Look, I felt so bad that we did not take you to the Grand Prix.
Thank you.
And I promised you a present.
Yes.
So I just flagged down a cheesecake vendor. And
oh, one of those ones that's been walking through the garden?
Haven't you been looking at things? Oh, I want a cheesecake so bad.
Yeah, but I thought there was no chance.
Well, I bought you a whole cheesecake right
now. Oh, the whole thing for me?
Yes, of course.
Well, thanks. You know what? Why don't I just... let's all be a family and friends. Let's share this with Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter.
Oh, that's a turn.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
hey, Mrs. Potter, but another turn.
Hey, come on, Elmer. Come on,
we're having cheesecake. You know, I love it. It's going to go wonderful. This cactus tea I just made us all.
Oh, dear.
Thank you.
It tastes so good, dear. This tea is so delicious. You must remember your recipe and publish it, dear.
Oh, it's really good. I just tried some.
Oh, dear, thank you. Look, here, let me cut some of this cheesecake for you, dear. Here you go.
Oh, it's good. How do they keep it so cold in that thing that they carry around their necks?
I don't know. They must have, like, dry ice in there.
This is wonderful, dear.
No, but I do hope it doesn't have a foul effect on my bowels.
Oh, God, we should have asked about that.
Dear, did I take my proper medication this morning? I have no recollection of any time before breakfast, dear.
Did you take the third bottle?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. It's about time for the fourth one, dear.
Oh.
Let's go get it out of my bag.
All right. Well, here, take you some cake with you. Take some cheesecake.
Oh, yes, I'll take another piece, dear. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for this bag.
Oh, my.
Oh, look, now, well, all the time we start eating on the show, it's so hard to continue on at that point.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Snuffbomb just got poked in the butt.
What happened again?
By another cactus.
Whoops. He's making Crock-Pot. Pick him out.
Oh, no.
Poor Crock-Pot.
She'll regret ever telling us that she carried those tweezers.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, all I want to do now is eat cheesecake. But Cliff, I do love Monaco.
I love Monaco.
Especially more now with this cheesecake.
I know. Well, it's the famous Monaco cheesecake. And you've got to really make sure that Mrs. Potter Butter Butterturn doesn't go near the casino. Remember all that problem she had with
gambling?
Oh, you're gambling?
Right. Think about that. Because I went to the Monte Carlo just yesterday, and I felt like James Bond.
Mm.
And I almost invited her. I'm so glad I didn't think that. I'm so glad I didn't. Wouldn't it be terrible? I'm like responsible for gambling coming back?
I feel like James Bond because my weight is the reverse of his number.
700.
I'm in the 700 club, guys.
not the bad one. I guess they're both bad.
I guess when you come down to it.
Oh, I just choked on my cheesecake.
No,
but let's help some people.
Better than choking on a nacho. Let's do it.
Oh, help some people. Oh, help some people. Oh, help some people. Oh, help.
You've got questions.
We've got answers.
We've got cheesecake.
I asked Cliff and dear Cliff and Hill. All right, Cliff.
Okay.
Here, I'll start us out.
Please do.
We brought these letters all the way from Busheltown.
Uh-huh. They came in the mail. They're labeled Cliff and Kendall General Delivery.
All right. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm 26 years old and my mother still walks around naked in front of me with no warning. I've told her several times that it makes me uncomfortable, but she seems not to take me seriously. In her culture, which she's not from the U.S., walking around naked is no problem, but I'm tired of seeing her breasts unexpectedly.
She's from nudie land.
I'm all about positive body image, but it's strange to me to see a 62-year-old woman's breasts. Am I the only one that has this issue? I'm open to any advice or recommendations, and that's Nudie's daughter in Houston. Help that person, Cliff.
Help. I need somebody help.
Take your time. I'm gonna eat this
cheesecake. I keep seeing my mother's body help. Here's what I think you should do. Put mirrors everywhere in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And
keeps me from getting naked.
See how quick she puts on one of those big moo-moos.
Good advice, Cliff. Good advice.
Good advice. And a good boon to the mirror industry.
Oh,
here's another letter.
All right.
Straight from Busheltown here. Let me... Ooh, that's got part of it. Ooh, here we... Oh, it's long.
Oh, long letter.
Long letter here. All right, here we go. It says, Dear Cliff and Kendall, a female coworker of mine wears a wig, and it's getting pretty scruffy. No one in my office acknowledges her hairpiece, yet we all know she wears one. If it were me, I would want somebody to tell me it's time for a shampoo or a wig replacement. But when it was new, it was lovely, Cliff and Kendall. And she's a wonderful person. When I think to myself, what a wonderful person.
No, this person doesn't.
We don't want to embarrass her because of our wonderfulness. Cliff and Kendall, should we say something? We did see something. Or is it none of our business? Thoughts? And that sign, Working Stiff in West Busheltown.
All right.
This is the letter. I'm going to put it right over here.
All right.
Oops, grab some of your crotch. There you go.
Oh. Here we go.
Not again. Yeah.
Here's what I need to do. This woman sounds like a really nice older woman.
Okay.
And it's not really in their business. But
yeah.
If they love this woman, she's really nice. And maybe she can't afford to get a new wig or something. Maybe, I mean, oh, we all went in together. We know. I don't know. You really can't afford a wig.
No, you can't.
I forgot all about that part. I forgot about the part where you can't say that you're wearing a wig. I was like, we went into together and got you a new wig. I guess you just have to leave it alone, Cliff.
I guess you gotta leave it.
None of your business. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
And if it ever comes up and she ever admits to you that she's wearing a wig or that mm-hmm. she then say, oh, do you ever need help with a new wig? Washing that wig? Be helpful. Be nice people. That's what I'm getting at.
Maybe she'll say, how do I look one day?
Maybe you just like trip and accidentally grab it on accident and it falls off. You're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Do you need me to wash this and fix it for you?
Do you need me to replace this?
Problem solved.
Problem solved. Mm. Spill something on the wig at the next holiday party.
Pass the cheesecake.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Kendall, this is a show, and it's been about dinosaurs.
It has been.
Do you know anything else about a dinosaur that you just feel the listeners would benefit from knowing?
Other than that their name means terrible lizard?
Yeah, other than that.
Well, damn, I'm all fucked up. I don't know. Give me 20 minutes to read through these notes, and I'll tell you. Did you know that most meat eaters walked on 2 feet?
Did they now?
Yeah.
Maybe we evolved from dinosaurs.
Maybe we need to go on... Never mind. Maybe we need to go on all fours, because we're vegetarian.
Oh,
I don't know, I'm out.
Large rocks, yeah, I already said that.
Large dinosaur eggs were large as basketballs.
Oh, now this is something, alright?
This is something.
A newborn human baby has a bigger brain than most adult dinosaurs had.
Well, damn.
Whales and dolphins have the biggest brains of all living animals. So next time you have a child, listeners, you can cradle it in your arms and say, you're smarter than any dinosaur that ever lived, little baby.
You're smarter than any dinosaur.
Little dinosaur, go to sleep, little dino.
No, Cliff, I don't think I'm going to read anymore. They're just all boring.
But it's a salute, and they're wonderful.
And we saluted them.
They're wonderful. Are there other dinosaur movies? I don't know.
Jurassic Park 2, yeah. 3, 4, Jurassic World.
Yeah, now, was there a 4 or World is 4?
World was the 4th one, yeah.
Okay. But I was losing it.
And there were plenty of dinosaur movies from the
1900s.
Cliff, I do want to get back into what's going on in Busheltown for all the listeners that are listening to us. All the way from Busheltown.
In case you're listening live 4 a.m. Sunday morning, and hopefully you've been listening the last several years, so you'll understand what's going on.
Or if you're listening on the radio later, or I mean on the internet later, I'm looking at you, Erotic Bakery.
Whoa.
Then yeah, this is for you. All right, I'll start us off, Cliff.
Please do.
All right, Cliff, next week, Busheltown is celebrating that old mule Flappy again, Cliff, with Flappy Days over at City Hall. They're unveiling a new statue in honor of the old mule Flappy.
Oh, really?
It's going to be beautiful. Yeah, this one's made out of gold.
Ooh.
Plated silver.
Oh. Well, you know, have you seen the commercial for the Flappy Days, the thing?
Yeah.
You've heard the jingle?
I'm sick of it.
These Flappy Days are yours and mine. Flappy Days.
Yes, of course.
Well, Kendall, that's not the only thing going on in town.
Oh, I know it's not. I got plenty.
It's time for March Madness.
Woo, March
in Busheltown at the Butter 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 Churn Center for the Arts. It starts March 3rd at 10 p.m. It's an all-night Sousa March Marathon performed by the Busheltown Symphony. So go
Sounds
there.
Fun.
Get your march on.
Get your march on.
Yeah. Get your march on.
Cliff, Channel 81.
Channel 81.
It's celebrating 70 years on the air.
70 years.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And they're airing a marathon of all their favorite shows.
Whoa.
And they are going to be airing Busheltown Hello.
Whoa.
And somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow, Cliff, yeah. They accidentally included an episode that we guest hosted.
No, that's
got to. Felicia Swan was out.
That's got to be an accident.
Yes. I mean, it was an accident. Of course it was. It's not one of their favorite shows. I mean, it is going to be on, like, Thursday morning, like, 3 a.m.
Somebody email them. They will be so embarrassed.
But check it out.
If they let that play.
You can check them all out on YouTube by searching Cliff and Kendall.
Yeah.
Or Busheltown Hello.
Or whatever.
Or whatever. Just search whatever.
See what comes up.
We might pop up.
We'll probably, if you search through long enough, we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there. Kendall at the Funny Pit. Mm. You know, local stand-up joint.
I love the Funny Pit.
Love it. But, you know, times are hard on the stand-up comedy places because you just got free comedy coming at you on the internet every week.
Yeah.
And from so many different sources. But, you know, they're trying something new. They're going in a different direction. And every Monday night, they're going to host a stand-up drama set.
Ooh,
and
it's, stand-up drama.
Yeah, it's got people. They're coming in. They're going to tell some all-new stories about depression and abuse. And then they're going to, you know, also be interspersed with some monologues from classics like Equus and Hamlet and Death of a Salesman.
Well. Going at the crummy bit.
Well, I think they're just going with, like, the different interpretation of, like, funny pit.
Yeah,
like
I
a
got it.
Weird
like a pit in your
hole.
Stomach.
Yeah. And on Monday All nights, right. It turns into the weird hole.
Oh, God, I hate when you find the weird hole.
I hate it.
Clip
oh,
up.
Yeah.
Also, coming up next Thursday.
Don't not tell us about that.
It's Swap with a Firefighter Day.
Oh, my.
If anyone's interested in becoming a firefighter for the day, you can come on down next Thursday and become one. The firefighter's going to do your job. You get to fight the fires. The fire chief says, don't worry, there's usually no fires, only cats stuck in trees, and the occasional run to get Charles the Contractor's truck unstuck from the ditch at the truck stop.
No. Well, that, you know, that's a good way to find out if you want to be a fireman or not.
Yeah, just go try it out.
Go try it out for a day or two.
Go pick up a hose.
Go unleash your hose. But Kendall, speaking of, what were you talking about, like butts or...
The weird holes.
Weird holes. Speaking of weird holes, Kendall, you know, oh my gosh, Terry the Temp, she texted me a photo. You know, we had that sign in front of our studio, the studio annex, where I thought, hey, it's like a church sign. Let's put up the title of this week's episode every week. The only one Charles ever put up was Salute to Uranus.
Yeah.
The very next day, he backed into it with his truck, and then it said Salute Uranus. Well, time has not been kind to it, and now so many more letters have fallen off. Now it just says to anus right in front of our studio.
A2, Brute.
Oh. Day-o.
Daylight come, and it's time to go home.
Go home. But we're in Monaco. Haven't you loved every minute we've been in Monaco?
I know I have. Cliff, I am going to run immediately after the show and go find that cheesecake vendor and get some more.
Let's get some more. And
how many he's got left.
You know, and I think the best thing that's happening right now is over in the corner, they're starting to put in a little patch of rye here at the garden.
Oh,
based
look at that.
On Mrs. Butter 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 Turnit and her wonderful story of the good news of rye that she shared here.
That is a wonderful symbolic gesture.
Yeah, what a friendship between... The places, Monaco and Busheltown.
Just stepped on it.
Oh, Charles, back up. Help them replant that. Come on.
Well, Cliff, I got a quote for you.
All right.
If history repeats itself, I am so getting a dinosaur.
Ooh,
that was an unknown Arthur.
Why? These are the unanswerable questions. Kendall, I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next. Well, we won't see you here. We'll see you somewhere else.
But we'll see you somewhere next week. Kendall, I'm good. Let's get some cheesecake.
Oh, sounds good.
Kill a cheesecake first.
Oh, dear. I've got to.
Listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.